A 41-year-old Iraqi asylum seeker took his own life last night. The man had been in detention on Christmas Island in Villawood for over a year. He had been rejected twice under the offshore processing arrangements that were found to be unfair in a recent High Court decision. His suicide comes just months after another man leapt to his death off the top of the roof of the same detention centre. Ian Rintoul from the Refugee Action Coalition says that detention centres are breeding grounds for mental illness and a great cause of emotional strain.
Well, it's an appalling emotional strain, as the suicide last night indicates. He was processed under the offshore processing arrangement. We actually heard from the High Court last week that it is flawed and discriminatory. I mean, he's been a year in detention for no sensible reason.
He says the other detainees are now anxious.
People are distressed, they're anxious, they're worried and they're angry. They're angry that this man should die needlessly. They're angry because his circumstances is exactly the same as theirs, and they face the ongoing ongoing detention in the same kind of way as he's faced. They're angry because the ambulance took 45 minutes to come, and they're extremely, extremely worried because it doesn't matter what the High Court says. They are very disbelieving that there's any kind of outcome for them. Until that situation changes, we're going to continue to face the factories of mental illness.
But others point the finger elsewhere. Author Anthony Lowenstein questions the management of centres, which have led to the suicide of two detainees in as many months.
One of the things that many people in Australia don't know is Australian government under the Rudd government and now the Gillard government has outsourced the running of these detention centres across Australia and indeed offshore now to a British multinational called Serco. Serco are a huge company who have assets around the world in intelligence services, in detention centres and prisons. And whenever an incident happens, such as today, you find a typical media circus. What happens is the Immigration Department says Serco is investigating, i.e. investigating itself about what happened, and Serco makes no comment about anything. And one of the things that I've been doing and researching is the lack of transparency in the relationship, A, between the Australian government and Serco itself, and B, the fact that, which is endlessly annoying but revealing in itself, is how few in the media actually are questioning the role of Serco. Now, ultimately, we don't know all the facts of this case, so we can't comment apart from what activists and human rights lawyers have commented this morning. But we've seen in these sort of situations before that the responsiveness of a company like Serco is often very slow. And in some ways, the only punishment that they receive is a fine.
Is this man's death the only example questioning Serco's competency?
There are countless and too many to number here. And there was an individual who sadly took his own life, a Fijian man, a few months ago in Villawood Detention Centre as well. And again, all the facts of that case are not entirely clear. But it appears, through information that I've received, and I think some of this was reported in the press at the time, was that the efficiency and the mental care that the Serco staff were showing towards this man, and indeed others, was less than appropriate. And again, the problem is that when something like this happens, there is no accountability. That the government says a comment, Serco is investigating, Serco makes no comment, and we sort of get back to the same problem again. Of course, the ultimate problem here is that how inappropriate is it that Serco essentially investigates itself, which is basically what the Immigration Department said this morning. Serco is looking into the facts of the case and they'll present a report to us soon. Well, that's totally unacceptable. In any kind of true democracy, a company does not investigate itself. Indeed, a government does not investigate itself. There needs to be some kind of independent body that does so. And more importantly, to question the outsourcing of detention centres in the first place.